who I needed to get myself to the VA, he said. He ignored the pain, sized up the situation, and mapped out a street route to the VA facility on his phone. He went to the front desk, grabbed scissors, duct tape, and a garbage bag. He put the phone in a garbage bag, tied it around his body, and began his trek in what he described as excruciating pain. It was one foot in front of the other through chest-high water and a hard rain. Sometimes he had to swim when the water was over his head. Somehow he made it to the VA hospital's emergency room. Quote, I came here in the middle of a weather event where it would not be reasonable to get the level of service I was provided, the 38-year-old Milani said of his arrival at the hospital, where 700 staffers had volunteered to remain through the storm and were sleeping on floors and cots. Quote, I came here in the middle of a hurricane, got laparoscopic surgery in the middle of the night from an amazing surgeon here, he said in an account of his ordeal on the DeBakey Center website. The bottom line is, this was great. The VA did a bang-up job on this one, absolutely a bang-up job, he said. When it comes down to the bottom-line mission accomplishment, my perception of the VA through this experience has changed 1,000%. Ranger Milani, I'm proud of your courage and drive. I'm proud of the DeBakey VA folks who did a wonderful job under the worst circumstances. The VA has always had great service at some places. The reform the VA is going through has a long way to go, but we're on the way. So stand tall, Ranger Milani, and the VA staff. Frontlines of Freedom salutes you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour of the show discussing the National Desert Storm War Memorial. Then we're going to talk with an Army vet who was at the World Trade Center on 9/11. And then we're going to discuss last week's football games played by all three of our service academies. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops go outside and run some wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're having to go down and make sure that it's a safe place for people to return so that we don't have loss of life after Irma passes through.
The head of FEMA, Brock Long, speaking to reporters about damage in the Florida Keys. He says it could be weeks before some residents of the Keys are able to return to their homes.
This is going to be a frustrating event. It's going to take some time to allow people back into their homes, particularly in the Florida Keys. If you look at what happened in Florida, obviously Monroe County took the brunt of the hit, and a majority of the homes there have been impacted in some ways, with several of them destroyed and many more with major damage.
Hope Hicks is being named the permanent White House Communications Director. Hicks, who has been serving as the interim communications director, now leading the communications team on the permanent basis. Hicks becomes the third permanent communications director, officially replacing Anthony Scaramucci, who lasted less than 2 weeks. USA Radio News.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Our nation's federal debt has now reached record levels. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the story.
The federal debt now above $20 trillion for the first time in history. That mark was surpassed technically on Friday when the legal limit established by Congress jumped over $300 billion, the milestone coming after a deal was reached between President Trump and lawmakers to keep the government running through December. I'm Chris Barnes.
North Korea rejecting the latest round of U.N. sanctions and warning the U.S. it's going to face its greatest pain ever. The sanctions limit North Korea's oil exports and ban it from exporting textiles. North Korean Ambassador Han Se-song told the U.N.-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva the sanctions are illegal and unlawful. He accused the Trump administration of being primed for economic, military, and political confrontations. Han also said the U.S. is obsessed with trying to reverse North Korea's development of nuclear weapons, which he says has reached completion. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie firing back at Steve Bannon for comments made during his 60 Minutes interview. Here's Mark Mayfield.
In an interview with PBS's NewsHour on Monday night, Christie said nobody really cares what Bannon has to say now that he's been fired. Christie's comments come after Bannon recently announced Christie was passed over for a cabinet position for failing to defend Trump over the infamous leaked Access Hollywood video that came out during the 2016 presidential campaign. In a recent interview with Charlie Rose, Bannon said Trump was irked by Christie's supposed disloyalty and said it was a litmus test for him as a chief strategist. Christie rejected that claim and went on to mock Bannon's 60 Minutes interview as a man looking for his last 15 minutes of fame.
A new scanning device is aimed at helping you get through airport security faster. Here's Chris Barnes.
After testing it for weeks, the Transportation Security Administration has certified 3D carry-on bag screeners built by the Massachusetts-based company Analogic. CNBC's reporting that federal approval means the baggage screening machines can be deployed to airports across the nation. The maker says the machines will speed up the length